Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I start tonight because I'm really concerned about air travel. I am, and I've noted this, and you guys know this about me, I'm a nervous flyer, that's fine, but I utilize air travel like everybody else out there. Even though I'm squeamish about it, I get my flying on. But I'm concerned. And I'm not concerned because, and there's a lot of things to be concerned about. Okay, so let's look into the category of all of the concerns. We know and have talked to people and had guests on the show that are legendary in the industry of aviation, that there are not enough air traffic controllers right now. They're short. They need more. We've had the headlines about the Newark Airport last month and the situations that they had. The technology needs to continue to get updated. We had the independent inspectors that were fired with the incoming Trump administration saying, nope, you guys are going elsewhere. We had the tragic crash in D.C. Remember the military helicopter crashed into the flight? Yep. We have today a tragic plane crash in India that has left 290 people dead. Okay, so we've had a lot that's been going on here, and I know that that's in India, but still, taking off there, headed to, I believe it's going to London, and just utter sadness and tragedy that took place with that today. But I am concerned, not just with all of that, but I'm concerned about security. We talk glowingly about the friendly skies, right, when flying. But is our security lacking? And I asked that question because I saw a story, and this is mind-blowing to me that this is a thing. But I saw a story of a 35-year-old man. His name is Tyron Alexander. He falsely claimed to be a flight attendant for 6 years. 6 years. This gentleman has been doing this. So from the ages of 29 to 35, falsely claiming to be a flight attendant, booked over 120 free flights. He was convicted by a federal jury this Tuesday by the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida. He posed as a flight attendant for multiple major U.S. airlines, accessing the websites reserved for flight crew to book free flights using their employee benefits. He's being charged with wire fraud and, quote, entering a secure area of an airport by false pretenses. So, in my opinion, as a, you know, a nervous flyer, I always want to feel like I am safe. Yeah. And I typically feel safe, right? Like being nervous and the whole thing of going up and going down, that's one thing. But I've never went through an airport and kind of felt like I'm not safe. Like, yeah. I don't ask any questions of the TSA people. If they tell me take whatever off or go through this, I have no issues. I want to be safe. And this is the one thing that we all said after 9/11, right, was that you best believe that we are going to be much safer after all of that. And it was super, I mean, I'll never forget that day.
Yeah.
But you'll never feel safer probably than being on the other side of that, because you know that they're going to go through all the precautions of trying to nab impersonators, people that are evildoers, all of that. But how does this happen? This didn't happen once. This didn't happen twice. This happened 120 times over 6 years. So my question to you guys out there, 651-461-9226, when you look at this situation and we see what's been happening, do you guys feel unsafe? Are you as concerned as I am about security at airports and air travel? Because this is, to me, this is pretty damning on the industry from a security standpoint. Mm-hmm. Like, to see somebody slip through the cracks maybe once or twice, that's one thing. But for one specific person to get away with this 120 times, and I know some of you will say, well, hold on, they didn't get away with it because they eventually got caught. But yeah, they got 120 free flights.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane to me. Mm-hmm. And I think more than anything, I'm not sitting here and saying that if I have to go on an emergency trip and I got to hop on a plane tomorrow, that I'm going to, you know, be all in my nerves. I don't think that I can get any more nervous. But I guess the overarching point that I'm trying to make is that this right here, it does kind of set off an alarm in my head. Like, we're lacking in our security with regards to air travel.
The two things that stick out to me in this article is the fact that it was American Airlines, Spirit, United, Delta, and Southwest.
Yes.
And they got away with 30 different badge numbers. You would think that that would register a red flag somewhere along the way throughout the process that they run through for these free flights. It's pretty crazy.
I would love to hear from a flight attendant how, like, that could even be possible. Like, how could this possibly even work, that a person can navigate the system like this? Mm-hmm. And to be clear, this person was not a flight attendant at all. So it wasn't like a situation where they're trying to get over or whatever. Like, they didn't work for any of these airlines. Isn't that a weird thing? Mm-hmm. That's insane to me. That is insane to me. You know, you hear about stuff with regards to buddy passes, mm-hmm. or benefits if you have a spouse or a family member to get you from one place to the next.
Yeah.
But I have never in my life heard of anything like this.
Yeah, and it's standby, too. I briefly worked for Delta right before starting my job here.
Okay.
Because I didn't know if this was – I was still in the process of interviewing with Brad and everybody.
I've never worked for an airline, but I would love to do that for the travel.
I did the mail carrier gig where I just loaded up the mail and unloaded the mail from planes on the tarmac, et cetera.
Yep.
It's all standby. So they have even more time to process and look through your background as far as getting you approved for a flight. So it's also – as far as I know, every airline – it is standby only as far as the free flights. It's not like, hey, unless you're probably vetted, you are basically waiting to see if there's extra spots in the plane before you get approved for said flight. So that's the crazy part to me about this, is it's even extra time to get you processed.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. And also today earlier with this Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner,
mm-hmm.
it's the first major incident involving this aircraft. That's a very unfortunate situation. It sounds like the safety record for this particular aircraft has been pretty solid,
mm-hmm.
but man, 290 people in all, and to be clear,
yeah.
there were 240 people on board, but it crashed into like a medical school or something like that. So there's casualties on the ground as well.
Yes. Charred bodies, et cetera, scattered everywhere. That's just frightening to think about.
Yeah. Your reaction, your thoughts, you can hit me up with a text, 651-461-9226. Lake Show until 9, right here on The Good Neighbor. The text line is referencing a movie that I haven't seen. I'll be the first to tell you I have not seen this movie, but multiple people on the text line, by the way, 651-461-9226. It's Catch Me If You Can all over again. That's what they are saying. Mm-hmm. According,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
According to the Google, it says, and it features Tom Hanks, Christopher Walken, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ellen, how do you pronounce her name? Is it Pompeo?
Ellen Pompeo, yeah.
All right, and Martin Sheen, Jennifer Garner. I haven't seen this movie.
It's a star study. It's honestly, it's one of those kind of you have to see it movies, if you will.
Really?
It's,
okay, I'm definitely going to watch it. Well, Jennifer Garner, I'm in now. Yeah. I'm all in. Yeah. All right, it came out in 2002, and it has Leonardo DiCaprio worked as a doctor, a lawyer, and as a co-pilot for a major airline all before his 18th birthday. A master of deception, he was also a brilliant forger whose skill gave him his first real claim to fame. At the age of 17, became the most successful bank robber in the history of the U.S. FBI agent Tom Hanks makes it his prime mission to capture him and bring him to justice. But Frank is always one step ahead of him.
I'm going to check this out.
If the text line and the people that text you, if you guys say it's really good, then I will absolutely watch this movie. Well, I'll ask you. You've seen it, right?
I've seen parts of it.
You haven't seen the whole thing?
Everybody I've talked to that has seen it says it's brilliant. It seems like a brilliant movie.
But are you guys with me? You concerned about the lack of security with air travel right now? Because for a person to be able to have access and utilize and go on 120 free flights because they're falsely claiming to be a flight attendant for 6 years. Mm. Like, after the first couple of times, because, like, the first time you're like, I wonder if I can get away with this. Yeah. Then they get away with it, right? Then they're like, I wonder if I can do this again. After, like, the first dozen times, they have it embedded in their minds, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm flying the friendly skies. The skies are really friendly for me. I can go wherever I want to go. I wonder how much international travel they did with all of this. Mm-hmm. Like, this person was doing the most. 120. After the first dozen flights, they thought that they were good to go.
Yeah.
And they actually were good to go. But then they got all the way up to 120. And then on that 120th flight, it was, oh, hold on. We're on to you. We got you. Yeah, you are not who you say you are.
Yeah. That's a lot of flights.
And like Josh mentioned in the previous segment, he said that he worked for a very short time with Delta. Mm-hmm. And that when you saw this story, that you're surprised at the level of, okay, that this person was able to get away with
it. Because standby. I mean, you basically are waiting to see. It's a gamble on if you're going to get on the flight or not. But I could see. I mean, that's a lot of flights, first of all. I don't know anybody that even flies 120 times a year unless you're like Tom Hauser and you're covering political stuff all year. But, like, that's even Tom is probably – that's probably generous for Tom. But 120 flights is a lot just for a good stretch of a lifetime even. Not even just – you know, what was the time frame of this?
It was from – I'll relook at it here. I think it was 2018 to 2024.
Okay, yeah, 6 years. That's – yeah, you're doing 20 flights a year. That is a good chunk of travel.
2018 to 2024. And I guess, like, if I was to hear this and nothing tragic or nothing out of the ordinary had ever happened in U.S. air travel,
yeah,
I wouldn't be super alarmed. I'd be like, okay, they got away with one, right?
Yeah.
But knowing about 9/11, that's like ever since that happened, that was the game changer.
Well, yeah. And I mean, if you want to even go down a similar path, we keep finding people keep finding ways to get guns on planes.
The stowaway thing.
MSP just had, stowaway thing as well. MSP just had 8 days ago. I looked it up. They had another gun incident where people are just finding ways to get it through the security checkpoint. It's just like, what? Well, why should we feel safe? But this is kind of, this is interesting. I mean, 30 different badge numbers is a thing that sticks out to me because it's all about numbers when they run you through. So,
yeah. Couple of people from the 612, multiple people from the 612, they say that the movie is great. Multiple people say that it's great, so I'm definitely going to have to check it out at some point. From the 763, referencing the crash over in India, they say there was one person that survived on that plane in India. I did read that. He was sitting in seat 11, and he survived the crash. Yep. They've already interviewed him in the hospital. And I actually, I did see that. The gentleman's name is Vishwas Ramesh, and he is a British national of Indian origin. Mm-hmm. He's being treated in the hospital. His British family said they spoke to him from his hospital bed where he said he is fine.
Yeah.
He is in a, quote, not very critical condition and could be released in the next couple of days. You talking about...
He used the emergency exit and jump from what I've read. Like 11A is in an ideal spot to make sure that you can access that door.
Yeah.
And from what I had read, he had was able to get that door open and get out before chaos ensued. Because that burst of flames, you're not going to survive that. So he probably.
But how did he survive the actual crash itself, though?
I'm saying, from what I understand,
no, no, I'm not saying that you're
beforehand.
Wrong. What I mean,
before impact,
so he was able to jump out.
Yes, from what I've read, he jumped out. Maybe there's a building that he was able to do some action landing on. You know, like in the movies where he's laying on top of a roof. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of actually very quick thinking.
Yeah. Which, yeah, you don't, well, in that moment, you don't have, especially because I watched the video from when it took off to when it landed, there's not a lot of time.
but I didn't look at
the soft landing,
I didn't look at the video, per se. I saw a clip of it, but I didn't watch it because I just didn't have time, right?
Yeah.
But it looked like it actually kind of glided, right?
A little bit, yeah. It wasn't a little bit of teeter at the end, too.
It wasn't one of those, like, some of the ones where it's just like you got no shot because the plane is uncontrollable where it's just like banked to one side or the. It looked like this one, it took off, and they just couldn't.
Couldn't get any height. It couldn't get elevated at all.
Yes.
And my first thought when I was watching the video this morning is like, what? What went wrong that fast that you barely are even out, like a few hundred feet off the ground that you're already going back down? That's not good. That's failure. All systems failure right there.
Yeah, there were a couple people, and I don't know if this is true or not, but they were saying that there were certain things in they had still photographs, and they're saying that there were certain things with the way that the flaps were not appropriately, like, they weren't done correctly, whatever. But then a couple people said, no, we probably think that the reason why the flaps and stuff like this are the way that it is because there was some, like you just mentioned, some major mechanical malfunction.
Yeah, because it's about a 30-second, if that, video as far as when they take off to when they crash, which is very concerning if you are investigating this right now because that's in a lot of hot water to get into.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.